Good morning, everybody. Shalom and welcome to the Mishnah Matriarch's Conversation Room. We will be having this conversation for the next hour and a half. This is the conversation room of the Mishnah Matriarch. Mishnah Matriarch is the revealer of the seventh seal and opener of the books sealed with the seventh seal. This is the last revelation from God to humanity, and it explains all the religions of the world, unify them, and reveals to humanity how God has been sending the revelation of other religions to this point. Now all of them are revealed together and shows that there is a unification between all religions. It explains why each religion has been sent, how God prophesied and foretold each revelation come for a specific people on earth, and now that seven revelations are revealed, this revelation has been revealed for the whole humanity. This mission has started in 1977 and eventually reached to humanity in 1982, and since 1982 we have been disseminating and spreading the word that humanity is one, God is one, our revelation have come from the same source, and how he has prophesied that all this revelation will come, and therefore God truly exists, and now the revelation have come to humanity that explains each religion where they fall in God's plan. And when you put all of them together and understand this revelation, you understand God and how to this point humanity have been separated, but truly they are not. Therefore you have come to the room that you can understand the last revelation and realize how God have been working through history last 12,000 years, and why we are in this point, and now how we can continue to understand God for the next 1,000 years, and how at the end of 1,000 years many will reach the goal through consciousness or God. We will answer your questions in this room. That is what this room is all about. This room is for all of you. Go to our website, study our teaching, and if you have any questions, come back, and I will be here every week, Saturday at 10 o'clock, and if you find something in the room in our website and they like to discuss it, if you want to join us in any way you want or can, we welcome you to do that. We are looking for the elect who are looking for this revelation, and they are here to serve God and his last revelation, and therefore it is good for all of you to become familiar with this revelation. Actually, this is the obligation and responsibility of everyone to do that. So if you have a question, go ahead and ask here from me, and I can see there is some words on the text. Do you have a disciple succession? We have a succession by reincarnation, and do you have a disciple succession? That is what, yeah, that the way succession will be carried out, it will be very similar to the succession in Buddhist and Lamas in Tibet. We will have Maitreya reincarnated and found, and will continue the organization for 1,000 years or even more if the earth still will be here? The question is obvious. Okay, well, if you want to come up and make it more obvious than what I just explained, go ahead and come up to the mic. The question is about the succession in the mission. The disciples is not, there will not be any succession by the disciples, because the disciples are not the mouthpiece of God. They are the second level in the revelation, and anything but the first hand and connection to God will be filtered through ego, and therefore this is not the purest. Therefore, the only source for this revelation is the first revealer. Is there list I can get a hold of? List of what? List of disciples, you mean? Of the disciple succession. What you mean by disciple succession? I just explained to you there is no disciple succession. Disciplic. Oh. Alright. Alright. If anybody wants to explain his question a little farther, or if you want to explain what do you mean by disciplic succession? If you want to elaborate on that, then we go from there. But this revelation is the revelation of the seventh angel, or seventh revelation. Many truths have been revealed to humanity, and it is amazing that humanity is still following their own will, and they are not succumbed or understood these teachings, and even those who understand this teaching are still holding back and are not absolutely dedicated to it. And that is really amazing. That's why this mission is not spreading as fast as possible. Doesn't matter, you should know already what I am saying. No, it is not correct what you're saying, Govindam Ram. I am just a human, and I reveal to you whatever God reveals to me, and therefore you have to explain your questions. And if you cannot explain, okay. And if you do not want to elaborate your question, then it will not be answered correctly. You can come here and use big words and then expect that I know all the English words. Therefore, it is not the correct way, it is not the way of God. That is a person's understanding and dogmas again. It's not the God's way. Therefore, if you have a question, you have to clarify what you mean by your question. In any event, welcome to the Mission of Myself Conversation Room. Again, we encourage everybody to go to our website and study our teaching in a deeper level. Reach out during the week to everybody and bring up the teaching to them, and let them come and understand the depth of the revelation of God. Go ahead, Shirin.
Shalom, Maitreya. This is in reference to something you just said about how it's amazing that people are not seeing this revelation, and something I've been just looking at for the last couple of weeks, because I do find it amazing and confusing and confounding that people just aren't flocking to the website and hungry to understand about all of this. My question stems from the essence Tablet 18, actually, where it talks about the seventh seal. And in the very last verse, it says, "This is the eternal divine path which the sons of God, knowingly or unknowingly, have realized and gone through. And it is the path which should be followed by all." My confusion comes around that word unknowingly. I know in history, if we read in show, that the Jews were used by God to present an example. But even in this day and time, I can see on TV, especially PBS, that there are people out there who are doing good things. The leader of Habitat for Humanity says some things that could be coming directly out of the second seal. So I'm wanting to understand that unknowingly part of that verse better, especially in today's terms when it seems like no one seems to know. And I hope there's a question in there.
Okay, well, probably a large example for unknowingly, we can probably look at the mission and life of Jonah. Jonah was a prophet, probably he was a very high person, close to God, but God chose him and told him to go to that city and tell the people in that city they should turn to God and stop being acting on godly acts. But Jonah said, no, you got the wrong person, I'm not going to do it. He started going the opposite of the city. So he was a high soul, so his spirit was awakened, but still he resisted God. And then, of course, he had to leave the home and everything and go to that city that was sacrificed and tell the people become godly, therefore help them to create the communities of light in their city and become surrendered and submissive to God, which he wasn't. And he goes to a city probably wasn't a part of his country or a tribe, become universalist, but he resisted this, but at the end he had no choice, and also he didn't know about the eternal divine path. He unknowingly had to follow it in order to accomplish his mission. And of course, even the prophets in the past, although they followed the eternal divine path, they really didn't know the eternal divine path as we explain it so, you know, clearly for humanity now. Well, this is the way of salvation. You have to know thyself. You have to awaken your spiritual forces. You have to meditate. You have to experience God. Otherwise, you will have religion, and that is the problem. The people who know God and have experienced God, they don't separate man from man. You know, Gandhi, the great teachers in the past, saints and Sufis and all those people who have experienced God, they don't say, well, I am Muslim, you are Hindu, you are Buddhist, you are, you know, Christian, let's kill each other and destroy each other. But because they have seen the essence of God in themselves, they see the essence of God in every man and woman, and therefore they cannot, you know, separate them from themselves the way religious people with the dogmas do. And therefore, although all the saints have realized that, they don't say, okay, I'm following the eternal divine path, the next step is to create the communities of light. But naturally, it comes to them that when they awaken their spiritual forces, they see they want to help also other people come and join them and create the communities of light. Therefore, they help their community even without knowing that they are following eternal divine path. They usually sacrifice themselves for the community and help them to grow towards God, and they eventually become surrendered and submit to God, and as we said, they don't separate anybody from themselves, anybody from anybody else, therefore become universalists. So you see, they have to go through the eternal divine path. The moment you experience God, the moment you expand your consciousness, the moment you realize God within yourself and in everybody else, you start following the eternal divine path. But they didn't know they are following the eternal divine path. That is an unknowingly comes. Although they follow the eternal divine path, but they didn't call it eternal divine path. If you would have asked them, okay, what path are you following? They would say, we are following the path of God. But they wouldn't tell you it is eternal divine path, but Maitreya will bring it to humanity later, but we are not going to tell you now because, you know, we don't want to, you know, go ahead of ourselves and what Maitreya is going to bring, what we are bringing him now. So we can see that they wouldn't be able to tell you exactly what they are following, but of course that was the path of God. Now the path of God is being revealed to humanity so clearly, and now we can, all of us can meditate, awaken our spiritual forces, eventually have a direct experience with God and realize that, yeah, God is within me, and actually God is more within me than I am. I'm not separated from Him, and not only He is within me, He is within everybody. There is no one who doesn't have God in them. Therefore, you know, how can I say I am better than everybody because I'm following this religion, I am the, you know, chosen people, nobody else is chosen, or we only go to God, and Muslim and Hindus and Buddhists are all, you know, not the children of God and gonna go to hell because they don't believe in our dogma, or I have the last word when my prophet says I didn't reveal everything to everybody, and he says it's gonna be seven sealed there, and no other prophets open the seven seals, so therefore you become open to God's revelation, to God's will, to God's plan, and therefore you do not stay religious, you stay the seeker of the truth. And when you see this revelation, which has explained everything to you, to humanity, you say, well, this is the last one, this is the universal one, this is the one that reveals to me the eternal divine path, this is the way that all the sons of God and prophets followed. Therefore, if I want to become a son of God, if I want to overcome, if I want to become a part of God's plan, this is the way to go. And therefore, you drop everything and go for it, because that is the only way to salvation, that is the eternal divine path. Therefore, by understanding this, we see all of the other prophets didn't know, they couldn't explain to you. If you have even asked them what is the eternal divine path, they would just say, what do you mean? Of course, if you say awakening of spiritual forces, you know, helping the communities, sacrificing and surrendering, submit to God and become universal, is he says, yeah, yeah, sure, that's what I follow, that's exactly how I shattered all narrowness of the mind and eventually realized that God is everything. But they would not know the exact sequence of the eternal divine path. So that is why they unknowingly were following the eternal divine path, and those who of course knew the eternal divine path and could understand the sequences did it knowingly. But I don't think even they call it eternal divine path. They probably called it the way of God. That is the way of God. Any other way is not the way of God, it is the way of ego, it is the religion, it's the way of dogmas. we can see it. We clearly have explained the reincarnation, it's right in their Bible. And this gentleman comes and just last week, and you know, he just doesn't want to learn, or he's not really the seeker of the truth, he wants to be right. He wants to believe in his own dogma and believe that he is right. Even if you put the truth right in front of their eyes, still they resist it and will not look at the truth that is revealed to them, because they want, their ego wants to feel better about themselves. If I am chosen one, I am better than everybody else. That is ego trip. If I am the only way, my revealer or my prophet revealed the only way, therefore I am better than everybody else. If I have the last revelation, therefore I am correct, everybody is incorrect. Of course, if you have the last revelation and you follow it and only one path, then you don't have any ego. You know, you will try to help everybody to realize this path, and they start following it themselves. And therefore we can see that this path is the way of God. This path is the path of God. This path is the path that all the saints and sons have followed most probably they did not call them eternal divine path. They called them the path of God. Therefore, and they even didn't probably put any name on it. They just followed because that is what a spirit is. When a spirit is realized, you will follow eternal divine path. Of course, the eternal divine path is, first thing is to know thyself. If you don't know yourself, if you don't realize that you and God are one, if you don't realize the essence within you and it, and the essence all in the universe and in everybody else, therefore you have not know yourself, you are still separate man from man. That is not the way of God. That is the way of religion. If you have not sacrificed or tried to create the communities of light, you are not in the path of God. You still have your own little ego and you're not following the eternal divine path. If you are not willing to sacrifice or give of yourself for the word of God or the communities of light or creation of the communities of light and the kingdom on earth, you still are holding back. If you are not completely surrendered and submit to God, if you do not want the will of God for you, but you have your own will and you have the calculative mind and you are always thinking how you can do the minimum for God, and you are not willing absolutely follow God. But God said to Jonah, leave everything and go to that city, and he didn't want to do it. Therefore, he wasn't following God's will. But he told the same thing to Abraham, and Abraham said, yes, I will do it, and he dropped everything and went what God told him to do. So if you are not following the God's will absolutely, completely, 100%, you are not following the eternal divine path. If you are not universalist, if you can't see everybody as your brothers and sisters and have the essence of God and try to help them and guide them and make them to understand that God is everything and they are all brothers and sisters, why we have this war? Why have we have this destruction? Why we have this, all these things happening on earth? Because we don't look at each other or other people as our equal, as the essence of God. We look at them as they are Muslim, they are Hindus, they are Buddhist. You see, that we human love to categorize others. If we categorize them, we can put them in place of our brain that we have grown with and saying, well, they are not us, we are different than them, therefore we can go and kill them or destroy them or steal from them or do whatever we can for ourselves. But that is not the way of God. Therefore we can see that this is the way of God, and that is the only way that you can become the son of God. And that is the only way you can bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. That is the only way you can become peace to humanity. That is the only way, if we realize that God is everything and His essence is everyone, and we are all here in this planet together. Therefore, we have to come together to create the communities of light. We have to come together to create the kingdom of heaven on earth, to share and reach to a space in a greater degree for a greater standard of living for everybody. This is, what kind of religion is this? This is the last revelation from God, where the seventh seal has been opened and the book sealed with the seventh seal has been revealed to humanity. Now is the time for humanity to realize and recognize that the religion each is a part of a greater revelation, that each man, woman, and child is a part of God, that we are all His children, that the way out to salvation is the seven step in the eternal divine path, or five steps with two results, and this is the revelation that humanity has been waiting for. What is the name of the one God? He is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. His exact name cannot be pronounced and uttered. He has a name, but that is a vibration within every man and woman and child, and any name you can utter or give to Him it will be a corrupt pronunciation of the name of God. And His name is only recognized and realized when it is revealed to you in full initiation in this mission, in this organization, or whatever I want to call it, or this revelation. Therefore, God is formless, invisible, nameless, and eternal. Of course, they asked Prophet Muhammad how many names God has. He said God has 3,000 names, and one of them cannot be revealed to humanity, and that is the one we are talking about. That one cannot be pronounced or uttered in this universe. It is similar to Islam, what you are talking about. Well, that is, Islam also is a part of our teachings. The Islam is the fourth seal, the highest spiritual revelation to man, to be surrendered and submit to God completely. But Islam did not reveal the seventh seal. The seventh seal will be revealed at the end time. We are at the end time. This is the beginning of the great tribulation for humanity, and now we are in that point that human will go through a great struggle before they realize these teachings and words as the last revelation from God, or the last part of God's plan. Therefore, Islam is a part of God's plan, and it is the fourth seal. There are seven seals that have been sent by God, and there are three more seals which opened after Islam, which was Baha'i teaching, and then Ananda Marga's teaching, and now this one. And this makes the whole seven seal revealed to humanity. Islam is great religion, just like all religion on earth has been misunderstood, misinterpreted, and the people who are following it staying in the fourth seal instead of realizing another three that came after Prophet Muhammad, and as they realize this more and more, they understand that their prophet was great prophet and he brought great revelation, but there are more to come, and they have come to this point. Therefore, all religions have to recognize and realize that. They have to get away from being religious or religiosity, because religion separates man, doesn't bring you the understanding. And those who have been called for a greater plan of God are those that they understand these teachings, and they really go and study it in the depth and see how wonderful God is, and how we are now in this point, and we have a great mission to accomplish together, and therefore absolutely are ready to get on with it, and also find other elects all over the world, and let us bring the 144,000 elect together, and therefore we can create an environment that more and more people understand that they should get away from religion dogmas, but they have to seek the truth. And the truth is, of course, different completely from religions and dogmas. They have to open themselves up with the truth. And the truth is in the scriptures. God has already sent it to them. You know, it's amazing. You know, they try to take the reincarnation out of the Bible, but did not succeed. It's right there, you know. That person was completely yelling, no, that is a lie. How can... No. Look, ask him, now explain to me how John the Baptist is Elijah. He is born from the womb of a woman. How else can you explain that he was the reincarnation of Elijah? But that person doesn't want to know the truth. He wants to hang into his own dogma, when his own scriptures is telling him there is reincarnation. God does reincarnate, God does send man over and over to humanity. And that is how God sends the prophets. That is how God sends the Messiah. But of course, he revealed and prophesied for a long time before he sent this incarnated personality to man, and many come and claim they are the one, but the only one that fulfills this prophecy is the correct one, and will open the seven seals and reveal the meaning of the scriptures to man. And therefore now you have heard it. You are the second level of the messenger. You are the people who have received the message. Now you are responsible to carry this message to other people who will listen. If they don't listen, that's okay. Don't waste too much time in those who are not interested in this revelation, or they do want to listen. Reach out to other people who might be listening. Reach out even out of your own family or community or city or nation. Reach to everywhere and in every corner on earth, and put an effort to reach to them, and don't get discouraged. Remember, surrender the result to God. We already have given you the path that absolutely frees you from being, you know, attached to the results of your action, or becoming discouraged because you're not, you know, attached to the result. You give them message, and if they saw the vision, then it is their message. You're done with them, you know. It is now they are another level of prophethood, and they are the messenger of God, and they are the people should be inspired to give this to other people. If they are not doing it, it's not your responsibility. Leave them to God. And go to other person, reach to other people, and all that. That is really fantastic path. It is so freeing, without anything on earth, God work. Therefore, you have come to be working for humanity will be the way of God. But according to the word of God, I am Gopal Krishna. Alright. Anyway, so they have to understand that their way is the human way. And of course, our revelation, our teaching will not completely hold of the human consciousness until the Babylon the Great falls. And of course, the Babylon the Great right now is in pretty good shape and powerful, but it is weakening every day as we speak. So you are all welcome to the Mission of Maitreya again. This revelation is the last revelation of God. It unifies all humanity. It brings the truth to man and free him from ego and make them unified by God. But the contract or the way is the eternal divine path. It's to awaken your spiritual forces, meditate, know thyself, that you know you your essence and God are same. Atman and Atman is the same. Self and the Self is the same. Khud and Khuda is the same. And if you realize that and truly recognize that God is within you, you will not have an ego. If you think you are God, where this revelation start and when? It started in the United States at 1977 in Mississippi. When I was in Mississippi State University, I started receiving this revelation. When I was visiting Chicago, and I went to visit the Baha'i Temple, the relationship between the seven seals and the seven revelation started to be revealed to me. And in 1982, we had our scriptures, the book holiest of the holies, though the last testament written down completely and we reached out to humanity in 1982. That is exactly when a gentleman by the name of Krem was going around in the world and proclaiming that Maitreya will reveal himself to humanity in 1982. And that's exactly when this revelation was released to humanity and we announced the presence of the last, this revelation to God. So, where it started, you can see it started in the United States, it started in Chicago, it started in Mississippi, and eventually it revealed to humanity in Denver, in Colorado, and we have been in Albuquerque, New Mexico for since probably 1981. So it was announced from Albuquerque, New Mexico. And of course, now we are in a city called Rio Rancho, which is in a plateau, and the river goes in the west east side of where we are, and there is a mountain on the east side of the river, and that is also prophesied by Mormons that then, well, Christ will appear in the United States. So that everything God says here, it is my doing to humanity. This is not an ego trip by a person who sat there and said, yeah, I am a prophet or something. It is something that it absolutely makes it clear is from God and is being sent to humanity to awaken the spiritual forces, to create the communities of light, to sacrifice for it, to surrender and submit the will of God for each individual and become a universalist, shatter all narrowness of the mind. These are the people that all the scriptures have been talking about. My elect follow the eternal divine path, and they of course will come together and create the kingdom of heaven on earth. You seem logical. I like your talk. Thank you for your kind spirit. You are welcome, Sammy. And this is the word of God. This is the spirit of God coming through. God is kind. God is the most fantastic spirit in the universe. And my work and job is that all of you experience this spirit. All of you see the beauty and gentleness and kindness of the spirit of God and how he has been working for all of us to recognize and realize this eternal divine path and come together and help to create the communities of light and bring God's kingdom on earth and recognize in this spirit in every man, woman and child and bring the peace and tranquility and unity that humanity have been longing for at least last 12,000 years. And if we do not, of course, the war, destruction, and disunity will continue the way it is, because that is not the spirit of God. The spirit of God does not bring disunity. The spirit of God does not bring, you know, destruction. This is the human ego at work, and we will see from now on that ego is in downhill. They will be destroying themselves more and more by insisting in separation and religiosity and following a religion. Therefore, we invite you and everybody else out there to go to investigate these teachings and revelation and the fulfillment of the prophecy and eventually recognize and realize the only way back home is this way, and the way has been revealed to humanity. Alright, this is the conversation room of the Mission of Maitreya. Again, everybody is encouraged to go to the website and study our teaching and come here and have a conversation with me. Of course, we haven't had any conversation for some time here. It's becoming more a satsang, which is okay. But I really like to see that people understand this teaching in every level and come here and we can talk, because the teaching is much more than just eternal divine path. It also talks about the different human, how the history of man have been guided by different kind of humans, how we have to create the paravipras that will bring the psychological movement to human society, how we can make the communities of light, and eventually the hierarchy will merge from the communities of light, and we will have a system from people, by people, for people for the first time. It has really not have happened yet that this truth to be manifested its fullness, although the word is been given to humanity around 200 years ago, its true manifestation has not completely come to man, and that is where this will come. And therefore, there is much more in the mission that each of you can go and study and become familiar with, and let God tell you and therefore you are invited and also, you know, encouraged to understand this revelation in a deepest level, and then of course come and let us come together and create the facilitating body, therefore we can bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. God has said many things in last 12,000 years that he will do, and he has done them. Therefore God exists, and God is the man of his words, and he will manifest. And will do what he said he will do. He has done it before, and he has promised everyone that his kingdom come. And now we know how his kingdom will come, but of course we need the people who have been called for this revelation and the teaching, and the workers that have been prepared for last 12,000 years, those who have truly come to understand God and his revelation and are willing to do anything that they can bring this kingdom to earth. And that is the people we are looking for, and we will be waiting for them to understand this teaching in a greater degree. Again, welcome to the conversation room of the Mission of Maitreya. This is the last revelation of God. I'm Muslim, but not practicing Islam. It is not because I don't want to. It's so hard to carry on all its teachings. Looking for truth always, reality, something I can live with as faith and practice, etc. Well, I was born also in a Muslim culture in Tehran, Iran, and but this revelation is even beyond Islam, and if you want to know the truth, this is the truth, and you can go to our website or come to our room every day. It's open here that you can come and ask questions about our teaching, or go to our website and study it in a greater degree, and you will see this is, you know, a revelation that even Prophet Muhammad, you know, prophesied it will come at the end time, and therefore you are not really leaving your religion, but you are enhancing it, and you bring greater degree of truth to yourself. And it is not that hard to practice this teaching. The first step is to experience God and to know thyself, and that is of course very much related to any scientific, you know, explanation or mystical explanation, that the first step is to know thyself. If you do not know yourself, then you really don't know, you know, why you are here, you know, why you have been, you know, created and all that. After you know yourself, following the God and His practices are very easy. It becomes a second nature to you. It's not really a burden anymore, but it is a joy, because anytime you do the reminder, you remind yourself that, you know, that is what God wants you to do, and it strengthens your belief. And anytime you do any practices that God has given you, that is an, a strengthening of what you already know. Therefore, we encourage you that you look into our teaching and realize that greater truth have come to humanity. This truth have never been on earth for last 12,000 years, and now it's been revealed to man, and all religions should realize that they are a part of a greater truth. And this is the end time that has been prophesied, you know, in all religions that will come. And when the end time comes, of course, a revealer will come, which will reveal greater truth to this point and guide humanity to go in a greater degree toward God. And that's exactly what is happening here. We have revealed a greater truth than any other before it. No other truth have so much reality and Word of God that have come directly to explain every aspect of human life. And now, of course, we invite all the people in our religion, come and see. Come and see how God revealed that all those revelations will come, and now they have come. And now they have unified together as one religion. Therefore, it is your duty and obligation, go and find about this teaching in a greater degree. And of course, you can see the website there. Go there. There are, it is a huge website. Everything that has been given to humanity is in that website. We have not held anything. It is free of charge, and you can go there and download them. And of course, if you know you want to get them in a book form, also there is a way to do it there. You can do it through that website. Therefore, everything has been revealed to humanity now. There is nothing been held back. There is no revelation on earth before this that revealed the whole truth and explained every aspect of human life. And we have been explaining this for the last 22 or more years. And now, of course, we are explaining here in a greater degree. The explanation almost is finished. There is nothing that is not been explained. Now is the time really for all of you to go and study this revelation in a much deeper level. And if still you have questions, come here and ask me, what do you mean with this part of the revelation or this teaching or this part of the system, how this is going to work, how that is going to work, why do you say this part and explain it this way? And of course, for the last 22 years, anytime the explanation came, the person who asked the question was satisfied with the answer, and therefore there are tons of revelation and explanation in the website, and which you can go actually search for them. If you go to the website, there are three search engines there, two in the main website and one in the e-commerce section, which if you search for the words that you are interested on, you can find answers there. And that's why maybe nobody have answers here or questions for me, because they have already find their answers in the website. So you can go and find all this thing over there in our website, Sammy and other people here in the room, and hopefully you will see the truth in it and start practicing it. Come and join us, and we will become in a greater number. Of course, this religion is the only religion, is for every man and woman on earth. Any religion before it came for a specific people. The question, we practice our religion. Yes, we do something very similar to namaz in Islam. It is called reminder, and we do it at least twice a day regularly, but it is recommended that the people can do as many times as they want to. There are a slew of practices that we have in these teachings. There is chanting and dancing like Hindus and Buddhists. There are chanting like Buddhists. There are practices like namaz, which is called reminder. If we do keep the Sabbath or Saturdays as a day of fasting and meditation and prayer and rest. I'm glad you like that. Say, okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah, and so there are lots of practices in this, but of course, it has to come from your heart. It is nothing that we're going to put any sword on your neck and tell you, you have to do it, but you have to meditate and realize anything is being given for you is good for you. As Christ said, Sabbath, or the day of rest, is for man, is not for God. If you don't recognize and realize the beauty of it for you, then it is no good to do it automatically without having the deep relationship with God when you do it. When you do the namaz and you're absolutely one with God, and when you do the reminder and you feel the Spirit of God coming through, when you say it and understand the words, then that is good practice. But you, if you do it because everybody else is doing it as an they are expecting you also do it, which is, has some benefit, but is not as beneficial as if you do it yourself. So we have practices in this religion, in this revelation, that are to help a person go deeper inside and recognize God. Good, good. I'm glad that you like that. And therefore, it is a complete package. It is not only has a namaz, it also has a dancing, like a Sufis in Islam. Because Orthodox Muslim don't like chanting and dancing. You know, they feel a little awkward. But Hindus and Buddhists do. The Hindus from Hare Krishna people all over the world danced for years, and everybody, you know, was, you know, amazed, you know, how fast they in spread all over the world. And therefore, but Sufis do chant and dance, and in this religion, even in the Old Testament, there have been prophets that they harped and danced and chanted, and they had the same thing. So we have a lot of things here for every human to practice and progress in the path. Go ahead, Shirin.
A line in the reminders, it says, we pray for your guidance in overcoming the power of the tamaguna over our souls. And my question is about prayer, to understand prayer more deeply. And so I believe in that song, it talks about the only thing we really need to pray for is for that guidance. How then do we pray for someone else? That's my question.
Really, we shouldn't really pray for someone else. We should teach them to pray themselves. That is better than pray for them. But of course, if they don't do it and they cannot do it, they're not able to do it, we can intercept for them and pray that the God's will be done for them as God pleases. Therefore, we do not pray for anything that it's not godly. So the best way is each person learn how to pray. And how to pray, of course, is when you are in a deep spiritual calling or something that you really want to talk to God, is to go to the position of prayer, which put your hand on your head and kneel down, and that is the best way to do it, and deeply connect to God and talk to Him about whatever you want to talk to. But if you go to prayer and ask Him all the time, give me that, and for material thing, you know, you might not even hear Him anymore, because He gets annoyed with your ego and material longing instead of knowing God and knowing His will for you. So the best prayer really is, your will be done, and I am a pure instrument for you to do your will. And if you have a lot of desires and wants and material thing, or prayer for the things that we want Him to do for us, of course then it is not a very high level of prayer. And of course, if we are praying for His will to be done, that is the pray for guidance. What is His will in our life? What is the next step? Why I have come to this world? Why I am not a part of this world? Why I don't belong here? And is it really this world the reality, or there are greater reality than this delusion or relative truth that I am in? As you meditate and pray more, you realize this world is not really the truth. The truth is the essence of the universe, which most people are not connected to, and therefore you pray to go to the essence instead of become attached to the external world and not go to the goal. So the prayer is to help you to become a better instrument or a better elect. Prayer to follow the eternal divine path better, instead of, you know, asking God, give me that, give me this, I want that, if this is my will to have this one or this thing and that thing, and eventually you're never going to be satisfied, because you're really longing for limitlessness, and that is God. And those who long for material thing, they want to replace the limitlessness, that longing of limitlessness, with the limited material world, which is never going to be satisfied. And if you pray for the limited external world, your prayer is going to be continued forever also, and eventually, of course, God says that is not the goal of your life. You're not here to accumulate, you know, wealth and egoistical thing, because they're not going to give you satisfied. I'm not going to answer your prayers, and bye, He will leave you, and your prayer will not be answered. And then you say, God is not, you know, fulfilling my prayer. I know you will fall from God also. But if you really want to know the will of God, if you really want to pray for His guidance, if you really want to follow, you know, what is good for you, and going back to the essence and that infinite, then pray for those things and you will be answered clearly. Of course, the prayer of humanity have been answered already by this revelation. This revelation guides them to go to God, and the guidance have come to them in a clear word that can be understood with everybody. The English language is the universal language on earth, and everybody in each language can take though and translate it to their own language, or teach other people to understand English better and read it in our revelation. Therefore, God has been preparing humanity to send this guidance to them, or maybe even pray to understand it, though in a greater degree, and our teaching in a much deeper level. And therefore we can see that guidance has come to us. Pray for His guidance, teach people to pray, and pray for them if they cannot or they will not, but pray for them that the will of God to be done for them, and they also are guided to this wonderful revelation. That is the really essence of the prayer. to pray to return to Godhead, to pray to return to the essence, to show you the way. The way has been shown, but maybe pray to see your way better than before, so you can follow eternal divine path in a greater degree. Alright, there are a couple of words, questions here. I'm going to just read them to see if there is any question in them. I do respect your thoughts. It's very positive. What should I call you to express respect, brother, or any other word? Well, you can call me Maitreya if you like. Respect come from your heart. Of course, those who know me and want to bring that respect out, they usually say God is with him. Maitreya, if you have seen sometimes, they say Maitreya G W I W H, which means God is with him. That is one way to call, to bring respect to the conversation. G I W H, God is with him. And or you can just call me Maitreya or brother or whatever, fine with me. The most important is to you recognize the spirit behind me, which is God, and therefore you approach that spirit with respect and love and devotion, and therefore it can help you to go closer to God in a faster level. And if you do that, of course, it's good for you, because God is respectful and lovable, and your devotion will get to you, God, you to God in a faster degree. I do pray for others, even if they can pray for themselves. My spirit will add a strength to them, as well as their spirit will do the same. Yes, it's all right to pray for other people, but it is even greater if you teach them how to pray themselves and learn to go to God by themselves. It's just like it's good to give a hungry man a fish, but it is better to teach them how to fish. Therefore, they don't have to starve, and they don't have always to look in to you to give them more food, so they do not starve. And if you pray for them all the time, of course, they won't learn how to pray themselves. But if they learn how to pray, of course, they will go to God in a greater degree, and the effect of the prayer will be greater for them. And if you learn, if you teach people how to heal themselves, it's better than to heal them, because when you heal them, they still don't know how to ward off the unclean spirit. Therefore, when you heal them and you leave them, their unclean spirit goes and finds seven more, and the state of man will become worse than it was before, because the man hasn't learned how to heal themselves. And this teaching, of course, is the way for humanity individually and collectively to be healed. So we are healing the whole earth with this teaching and showing them how to bring God and His kingdom on earth. Therefore, doing things for people, it's okay if they need them. But if we can teach them to do for themselves, that is much, much better. What should you pray for others? Okay. That you think, yeah, go back to God. Yes, that is how you pray for other people, that their will be done for them, the will of God to be done for them, that they might recognize the will of God for them, that they might also progress in the path to return to God. That is what you pray for them, that is what you teach them, that is how you guide them. And if they are not guided, pray that they are be guided in this truth, and they can pray themselves. Go ahead, Lou. Lou, go ahead.
Yes, Solemn Maitreya. My question is concerning the different sound you have in Do. Page 323 in the Universe and Men Summarized. Could you please expand on this different sound?
Okay, Lou, can you tell me what different sounds we are referring to?
I see here it says for the first chakra, long, wong, rung, zhong, hong. Those are the sounds that I'm referring to.
Oh, I see. I thought you say sons, like the son of God, or you are talking about the sons. I see. Okay. Well, when you meditate in your meditation, the only place that you can hear sounds are the manifested world. Of course, if you reach through consciousness and go beyond the manifested world, there's going to be any sound or any manifestation or the touch or anything. Therefore, you cannot hear anything. But because the first five level of chakras are in the manifested world, in ethereal level, in an aerial, luminous, liquid, and solid, there are sound in those chakras that can be heard. And when you meditate, you will hear those sounds when you start meditating on them. Of course, there are many other sounds can be heard. Most of the people who start meditation, they hear the sound of cricket or sound of the field with a lot of bugs or insects in them. They can hear somebody knocking the door. They can hear the flute of Krishna. And therefore, they are hearing many different sounds, but if you want to awake those different chakras, that is the sound that will awaken those chakras to arise. And the spiritual understanding of man is like a coiled serpent laying down in the first chakra. It is a sleep serpent which is not awakened, and anytime you start meditating, you will, with your mantra, you hit that serpent and you wake him up. And as you hit him every time, one day eventually the serpent awakens and rises to the higher chakras, and then each of chakras opened, you also might hear the sound of each chakra. But that is in a many very higher level of meditation. You have to really spend many, many years of meditation and many lifetimes maybe to get there. These are the sounds that yogis and the rishis and great masters have heard and understood and realized. But at this time, we really don't recommend too much to get too much into these things, instead of just meditating a little bit and getting with the commission of light, creation of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Then humanity will have a lot of time to meditate and again create yogis and rishis and munis and great souls that Indian people talk about, that you cannot find them anymore because the modern life is so noisy that it doesn't let a lot of people to go that deep of meditation. Even if you want to, you cannot at this time because you are very busy to wake up in the morning, you know, run to work and just support your family, this and that. And therefore, the whole lifestyle is not the life of the communist of life. In the communist of life, then eventually come, and when the kingdom come, people will have more time to meditate in a greater degree. So those sounds are the sound of each first five chakras. And the reason the sound is there because, or color, or touch, or feeling of feelings that you can find in the manifested world is because that first five chakra is related to the manifested world, and therefore they have the sense, that the property of the senses, which five is taste and touch and sound and all that. But when you go after five, it is only three gunas left. There is no manifestation, there is no sound, there is no touch, there is nothing that you will be able to experience those sensations. And of course in the seventh chakra there is nothing but absolute bliss and unity. That is when you understand what the eternity is, what is infinity is. You know, a lot of people say, explain to me what is infinity. You cannot explain infinity. Infinity is an experience. It's just like, you know, explain to me God. God is not an explanation. God is an experience. That is why we have so many religions. People have not experienced God. They have explained God to one another, and therefore the preacher explained their religion to the follower, and follower just blurted out like a parrot without really knowing exactly what the word of God in the scriptures are. That's why we encourage everybody to experience God, to awaken their virtual forces, to go through the first chakra or first state of meditation and knowing yourself and all that. Therefore, if you have not experienced God, if you have not experienced the essence, then you will not be able to understand God in the deepest level. So, you can see this is the religion of meditation and awakening, and all those sounds, of course, are in each chakra, in the first five chakra, and in the sixth and seventh, there is not such a thing as any sensation at all. So we can see that those parts can be recognized again by human when we bring the kingdom of heaven on earth, and many people will have time to hear those sounds in their chakras and realize that yes, there are those sounds. But even those sounds still are crude, and they are not the ultimate goal for humanity. Welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. I hope I answered your question, Lou. If you have a follow-up, go ahead and raise your hand, and if you have something else you want to discuss with me, go ahead and let me know. Those are the sounds that you will hear in your meditation in a higher level, in the chakras. All right, well, again, welcome to the Mission of Maitreya's conversation room. This is the revelation that unifies all religions of the world and opens the seven seals, and we encourage everybody to go and study them and then come here and let me know what is that you want to discuss about this teaching, the part you do not understand, the part that you have question, and therefore we can clarify the truth that has been revealed to humanity. If you have any question, you can raise your hand and come to the mic and ask me that, or you can type it in the text. Okay, I have never understood the difference between Jesus the Christ and Maitreya the Christ. Some say Maitreya overshadowed Jesus. Is that true? If something originates from God, then it doesn't matter what language or meditation are in. Okay, well, that is a good question. What is the difference between Jesus Christ and the Maitreya the Christ? We had a brother here who explained that as Jesus is the Ben David, that is the, he was the from the lineage of David, and Maitreya is Ben Adam. In other sense, Jesus came as the Messiah for the Jewish people, which waiting for him to come from King David. And Maitreya is Ben Adam, which is for whole humanity, because the whole humanity came from Adam, and therefore the teaching of Maitreya is for whole humanity, but the teaching of Christ was for Jewish people, and of course not really Jewish people, but for the last tribe of Israel, which is clearly explained in our teaching how Christ and his teaching really gathered together the last tribe of Israel, which was people who came from Israel to the west. Therefore you can see Christ came, of course his name never was Jesus, we call him Isa, which is also used in Islam and eastern part of the earth. Isa or Jesus was came to gather the last tribe of Israel. Prophet Muhammad came for children of Ishmael or Arabs, and Bab came for Persians, and Baba for Hindus, and this teaching of course have come for all humanity. That is the difference between them. Was Christ overshadowed by Maitreya? That is not a correct understanding. The prophets and the messiahs of God are overshadowed by God himself, and therefore there is no median between the prophet and God, or the messiah and God, and those who put median between them, they are not understanding correctly, and they are separating man from God by teaching them go to God directly. They teach to go to a hierarchy. You don't need a hierarchy. You can go to God directly, and that is the greatest understanding of how Christ and the prophets are working to this point. You know a lot about the other religions. Well, it is true that because God wanted me to know about our religions, and also according to our teaching, our religion have been revealed with the same spirit, with the same person, with the first begotten Son of God, and therefore he has revealed all the religions. He should know about them because he brought them to humanity, and therefore it is easy for him to recognize the essence of each religion and understand them in a deeper level. It is not something you read and understand religion, it's something you have been with them for so many lifetimes, and each lifetime you reveal them to other people, and now it is so easy for me to know about religion because I knew them even before I was born. So Baba is the name of a spiritual teacher in India by the name Shri Shri Ananda Murthy. He found a movement called Ananda Marga, the path of bliss, and he revealed the concept of Sad Vipra, and now of course we expand on that and make a greater explanation who Sad Vipra is, and Sad Vipras are called Para Vipras in our teaching. Para means beyond, Vipra means intellect, and therefore Paravipras are the people who go beyond intellect. Alright. Are all of them Christ, the prophets? Yes. Messiah, Christ, prophets are all the same, has the same meaning. It means that the Spirit of God come through the chosen person. God will prophesy for a long time that such a person will come to humanity and bring a revelation to man. He promised both Abram and Abraham that these two prophets or two messiah will come from them. From Abram came Prophet Muhammad, and from Abraham came Christ or Isa, Isa the Christ, and Isa the Messiah. And before such a personality come, the prophecy will tell humanity how they will come, and when they come, of course, they can become prophet, they can become Christ, they can become Messiah, no matter what the name you call them. The most important is that they are the mouthpiece of God, and they bring a revelation and a message to humanity. And when they bring that message, of course, those who have been called for and ready for, they recognize and see the vision they have revealed to them, and they become attracted to that vision, and of course their number will increase and eventually become a religion. And unfortunately, of course, later humanity changed their teaching to a set of dogma, and the spirit of the original truth no longer will be there. Hopefully it's not going to happen to us. It has never been any revelation which came through a prophet who have wrote them down, made them digitized, put them in the internet, and the whole humanity can access them with a small little computer everywhere in the world, or also have the book all written, corrected, and improved on as the revelation of God, and therefore, and also explain so many things for them. So hopefully this will not happen to our revelation on teaching, and people cannot change it and make it a part of dogma. Especially our teaching is not a dogma, it's just a path. If you are either follow it or you don't. If you follow it, you will benefit from it. If you don't, you will not. If many people follow it, we will bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. If you don't, the kingdom will not come. Of course, God said it will. Therefore, our salvation is His word, and it will. So, I guess there is... Can you download PDF format, whatever? Yes, you can. If you are talking about our literature in the website, yes, you can download them in HTML, and then you can convert them to whatever you want. And we have some literature, they are in PDF format, but most of them are in HTML or STM. So yes, you can go to our website. It is free of charge. You can download them, you can read them on the screen, you can print them after you download them. Of course, if you download them and print them, probably it's going to be more expensive for you than order them in a hard copy. Are we then also trying to be Christ, or is only some few chosen one who get the honor? There are God, and there is, if you go to our website, Prasanthi, you will understand the teaching in a greater degree, that there is God, there is first begotten Son, and there are sons of God. Sons of God are the same as Christ. The first begotten Son of God was the Spirit of God, first went through the eternally one path and reached pure consciousness, or Christhood, or the light. And therefore the goal of every man and woman and child is to become that light, to become the Son of God, and the way to become the Son of God is the eternal divine path. Therefore every person, every unique consciousness in the universe have the potential to become a Son of God or Christ and become one with Father. But not everybody is putting the effort and not following the eternal divine path to become one. Therefore, the door is open. Again, if you go and read our teaching, you will see that the door is being left open to every soul to become a Christ, to become a Son of God. But the way to become the Son of God is the eternal divine path. In our teaching, again, you have to go and study that and realize how you can become a Son of God. Okay, good. Thank you, friend, for the... Okay. Confusing, because there are many other religions out there that provide just as effective a way to reach a higher state of being. none of the religions before this one, this revelation, have or have given an effective way to reach sonhood. Actually, you cannot reach sonhood by yourself. According to the scriptures, you will be sent back to earth. The only way to go to Godhead and reach a state of oneness or sonhood is a collective effort with all those who follow Eternal Divine Path, create the communities of light, sacrifice, submit and surrender to God and become universalists. Therefore, there is no religion, there is no path, there is no way before this one really will take you there, and the only one really will take you there is the Eternal Divine Path. Of course, you might argue, no, those religions say they do. Of course, they say they do. But if you read our teaching, scripture clearly says none do. So, again, you have to know our teaching in a greater degree in order to recognize the depth of God's revelation. Okay? Many people are experiencing that they are Jesus, the Christ. What is happening to those souls? Well, if only experiencing is not enough, you have to fulfill the prophecies God has sent for coming of Christ, and also there are people, they might experience they are close to God, and they think they are Christ, but they have to recognize they might be the elect. God might have called them to come and join this revelation and help this to be manifested, but they are not the one because they haven't fulfilled the prophecies. If you to go to our website, you see that this soul has fulfilled more prophecy than ever any other revealer did, because this revelation is the greatest revelation come to humanity. Therefore, those people have to recognize that they might have a part in God's way, but they are not the Christ. But they can become the Son of God, but there is only one first begotten Son, and that is the soul that has brought our revelation of God to humanity. If they recognize that they haven't fulfilled the prophecy, therefore they will give up that idea and come and join us. What came first? Alright, if you even understand our teaching, you even understand that question, which one came first, first chicken or egg, if you understand how God created everything. I don't see anything that would help me believe that this is anything more truthful than anything I have seen yet. Well, I don't think you understand our teaching then. You haven't been our website, you have not seen the vision that you say that. The very thing you just saying there shows that you have not recognized this teaching and have not seen the vision. Isn't that the way of the meditation, through go to practice and learn through the act of it, to arrest the arrested? No, there are three ways of meditation. There are karma yoga, there are bhakti yoga, and there are jnana, and each of them only take you so far. The only way to go to the highest is the Eternal Divine Path, which uses all three of them in this path, and therefore combine and accelerate your progress in a much greater degree than any yoga can do. Therefore, that is not correct. Even then, God said, if you do yoga and just by meditation wants to come to Godhead, I will spew you out of my mouth. That means you will not reach pure consciousness. You will be sent back. And actually, that is a part of our teaching. We are not trying to go to Godhead at this time. We are trying to create the kingdom of heaven on earth. Then many people will reach Godhead or the Son of God. But your teaching only talk about the meditation method to reach it, not anything about history. That is not true again. Sensibilo, you have not read our teaching. Actually, history is explained in our teaching, you know, why things happen the way happen to this point. We encourage you to go and study our teaching, is that what you are saying is absolutely untrue. Well, of course, I don't know the teaching of it. Okay, great. You just said it yourself. You have to go and read and understand. Then you will see what you are saying not correct. And actually, history is been revealed. We have a book actually called Creation and History. It explains how the creation is created and how history has been guided to humanity to this point. Well, we're glad you're here to learn. Of course, I'll go and explain more if you have a question specifically about anything. But this room originally was created for the people first go to the website and read our teachings in a deeper level. Probably takes you around, if you are very smart and you are very diligent to learn the teaching, it takes you a year to get the grasp of the basic of the vision. It takes 7 years for a person to become proficient if they are really sincere and to put a lot of effort in it. So it is not just going to the website a couple of minutes and then coming in and say, no, there is nothing in it. Oh, okay, sure. Well, if you say so. But it is a revelation that's very deep. It has a lot of truth in it. You have to put a lot of effort and time to read it, to really go to the depth of it. Then you, little by little, you say, wow, it really have revealed all the truth that God said He will send to humanity. Have you read the book, Conversation with God? Comment on those books. Is this a book written by Baha'is? Is that what it is? I'll listen for now. Okay, good. Why is it not more simple to understand? Well, if you're asking about the teaching is very simple to understand. It is a 5-step path, having your spiritual forces, creation of the promise of life, sacrifice, surrender, and submit to God, and become universal. That's it. That is the base of the teaching. But to see it in deeper level, and the branches comes out of this simple idea, is what's going to take you a long time to fathom. And it's just like God is very simple. God is everything. But then fathom it and see how that God is everything, or God is consciousness and Triguna. And then fathom how this consciousness and Triguna evolves into creation and the goal of the life and why we are here for and all that. That is something man has been talking about for thousands of years, and they haven't fathomed it yet. So yes, it is simple. At the same time, it evolved to very complication. Conversation with God was written by a man late named Watch. Exercise his imagination in its writing. Okay. No, I'm not familiar with that book of Conversation with God. Probably there are lots of people listening, lots of books out there. I can say, what is he? Is the person who wrote it, is he a prophet? Is he fulfilled the prophecies? Is it come from God? Did it have the spirit of God in him? If it is not, therefore, as the Bibluso has written, it is just his imagination, you know, and it is a man-made writing, and therefore it is not something that we have to be very much concerned about it. And you know, probably it's a good writing, it has a good imagination, but God's words are in the scriptures. Okay, my time is overflown, and it was good to see you all here again, and God is with you all. He is your essence. Recognize it, become one with it, experience Him, and teach men to do the same, that they may go away from their dogmas and misunderstanding and putting God out of everything in their life. Let them bring God back to everything so we can create the kingdom of heaven on earth. Have a wonderful week, and be with God, and God be with you. Shalom, everybody.